with all of the changes and the trauma that occurred during that Watergate period, what's your thought about the fact that the founders actually devised a pretty good system? We had an orderly transfer of power with all of that trauma. The army didn't take to the street, the tanks didn't roll, and people expected it to be orderly, and it was, and life went on.
You know, Ron, I think that that's one of the most important things about our system. Bob and I have an opportunity to attend inaugurations of presidents. And when I was speaker, I actually had the responsibility of writing to the Capitol with President Bush of 41 and with President-elect Bill Clinton. It was not a particularly warm conversation at the time. There was a lot of silence in the limousine. But I thought to myself, and I said to the former president to be, and the president to be, that it's an amazing thing. We're lining the streets today with troops in a celebratory way, honoring the change of power from the most powerful political office in the world, from one to another, and from one party to another. That is a remarkable thing in the history of many countries. It happens in parliamentary democracies, but for a country as powerful as ours to have this peaceful transition where the only troops in the field are there to parade and the only bands are there to play and to celebrate, that's a pretty important thing. And I think Americans should, in our differences about things, remember that the Founding Fathers really did establish a pretty good system, and one that has endured a long time. Benjamin Franklin's comment about what have we done? We've created a republic if you can keep it, and we've kept it.
Bob Michael, Tom Foley, we want to thank you very, very much for an amazing morning, a lot of interesting discussion. I hope we can pull you guys together and reminisce a little bit more at a future date.
Well, it was sure enjoyable for me to participate always with my good friend Tom Foley, because he is so good in his historical references to his tenure and others. And of course, both of us now serve happily on the Capitol Historical Society's board and trying to perpetuate the people's knowledge of what, you know, our government is all about and how it's evolved, and there are all these changes, and again, how the Founding Fathers could have conceived that there would be some changes, and they provided for it to be done in a very orderly fashion. It's been enjoyable. We'll have to do it again sometime, Tom, when we both have another hour or so to kick the goat around.
That's always a great pleasure, Bob. Pleasure to be with you.